we see a lot of on the surface good websites out there. And what I mean by that is when you go to the website, it looks the part, right? It looks clean. The layout's nice. It looks good on mobile. It looks good on a computer. But when you start digging in a little bit, you realize there's nothing there to bring somebody back. So that means the content is not being updated. There's things on there. Nothing is changing. So when the website's created, besides a thing here or a thing there, nothing is actually being updated to make that website a lively website. We come across this quite a bit. And there's some simple ways to create a website that not only looks the part on the surface, but once you dig into it, there's reasons to come back to that website. And that's important for many reasons. But first of all, how do you get people, or how do you build a website, let's say, that is something that has changing going on with that website? Obviously, one of the easiest things you can do is to have a photo gallery. So you take pictures, and it could be pictures of your office. It could be pictures of the area around your office. It could be pictures of the clients you meet with. It could be pictures of your favorite vacation spot. It could be any of those things. But if you're updating it and uploading pictures onto your website, that is one of the simplest ways. You can install a plugin. If you use WordPress, you can install a plugin that has a photo gallery on that. We have some of our clients that do that. And so that's a simple way that you can do it. Another easy way, it's a little bit more time consuming, is to create a blog. So it's very easy to load a blog into a website. Not on the surface, it's easy. There's also things you have to do to make it SEO friendly and make sure that everything works well and make sure the images are working well. And then obviously you have to create the content, edit the content, so it has to read well. But if you have a blog going in there, that's one of the best ways, because Google's going to recognize that as an authoritative, lively website. Another one you could do is load in audio or video into the website. And any of these things, whether it's images, a blog, an audio, a video, it could be on a wide array of topics, but all of it could relate to your business or be, you know, one step removed for your business that brings eyes and ears to your website to keep that website live. So when you're looking around, when you're just looking at different websites, notice how some websites are static, meaning they have a home page, they have an about page, they have a contact page, they have a descriptions of all the services they offer. They may have some other stuff. They might link to other websites, and that's all great. But when that website was built, let's say 3 years ago, look to see if anything's been changed in that website since that time. If not, It is not an authoritative website. Google's not going to see that website as being updated. So if you have a website, take advantage of it, because there's no doubt about it. A lot of people say, well, websites are outdated. In many respects, they can be. But if you're using your website as a hub for all of your content, for all of the information that you want to share, then do just that. Don't just have a website to where I visit it once and I've seen everything I need to see. Keep me coming back to that website. So now, once I'm reading your article, I'm reading or watching a video that you've created or looking at a picture that you put on there, then I can see the about section, the contact section, maybe the giveaway that you have or something else going on. Maybe it's just your phone number or email address. I can go there and reach out to you. Don't just have your website being an internet business card. Talk about things that are outdated in many respects or business cards. Don't have your website just being another version of your business card if you are trying to create something more. Again, if you just want a place where people can contact you and get your contact information, by all means, but it's going to be much easier to give that information away and for people to want that if you have content that's being updated. And how often should you update the website? You know, it really depends on what type of business you're running and what you're trying to get from it. If you're updating it once a month, if that's what you can commit to that. Start there. Start with one a month, then go to two a month, then three, then next thing you know, you're going to one a week. If you can do more than that, that's great. Don't overcommit yourself, but keep it updated, because we've seen this too. We've seen websites that built a website that had the good foundation to begin with. They started creating content, and now you look back in the last blog post that they had was from 2016. So nothing is being updated on the website. So in time, it becomes that basic website that there is nothing alive on it. So make sure your website is alive. Give it the life that it needs so Google can recognize it, so your customers can recognize it, so your prospects can recognize it, and they would come back over and over and over again. That's the branding process. That's the marketing process. And it leads to opportunities to talk to your existing clients or, press, like I said before, your prospects out there. So make your site, put your site out there, and then make it live. Play my cards right, I'll be anywhere. This podcast exists in large part because of CASCM, the content marketing business inside CASSource Inc. CASCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CASSource to you. Learn more by visiting CASCM.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it. And if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.